All right, let's play the Harris Challenge. Our first contestant is you, JT. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hail and greetings. And it's interesting you're talking about that. Do you remember Ruth Williams, who had an astrology show in the city of St. Louis back about a decade ago?
No.
It made the news because of the way her show got canceled. There was a lot of controversy because her show was being conveyed on that educational access channel that City Cable had.
Oh, really? Good riddance.
Anyway, I find it amusing because I was the first producer of her show back when it was out in St. Louis County. And she had one psychic that was on a regular basis. And what I came away from that was that psychic didn't get a single thing right.
They never do. They never do. Here's how bad people who purport to be psychics are. They get less than you would by chance. Correct. So
50-50 shot on my first child. She said the child was going to be a boy. My first child was a girl.
Yeah, good call. Good call. All right, JT, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see the questions and categories that you can choose from as our first contestant this week. Category one, of course, our topical category, have you been paying attention? Category two, April in rock history. Or category three, there's a first time for everything. Which one would you like?
Well, I haven't been paying attention, so I think I'm going to go with the first time of the stories.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you don't get past 7 points, I will have to punish you. But if you do get past that, if you get to eight or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. We have your choice of tickets for the Reluctant Fundamentalist. That is showing at the Frontenac Cinema Thursday, May the 2nd.
That's a special screening of a new movie.
It is. And we have Old Town Donut Shop. Mm. One dozen donuts free in
donuts.
Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
And we have...
Hey, Jay Domer.
Your choice of Werenberg tickets for to see a Werenberg movie.
Werenberg.
And that's a prize package.
With a value of well over
$1 million.
All right, JT, there's a first time for everything. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What part of a pencil did Hyman Lippmann get a patent for in 1858?
I'm going to guess the lead.
The eraser. Which popular doll made its debut in 1959?
Barbie.
Correct. Who was the first entrepreneur to market frozen food to American consumers?
I should know this one.
You can pass if you want.
Pass for the moment.
You're passing?
For the moment, yeah.
All right. Who patented the cotton gin in 1784?
Eli Whitney?
Correct. What household appliance was first patented in 1797? Is it the washing machine, the dryer, or the dishwasher?
The washing machine.
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. Who was the first entrepreneur to market frozen food to American consumers? I'll say the first name. You say the last name. Clarence?
Birdseye.
Correct.
JT,
you got the two, you got the four, you got the five. That's 11 points, and you're a winner.
Woo!
Congratulations. Stand by. Dan will take your choice of the prizes on our list there, and we'll meet our next contestant. Hello, Kendrick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Married, and I work at a tech lab in Collinsville, Illinois as a lab analyst and sampler.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock here, but first, choose your category. Have you been paying attention? April in rock history or the women's room?
Ooh, I definitely don't want that last one. I'll take, have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Kendrick, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who said this week, we've had enough Bushes? Ellen DeGeneres, Barbara Bush, or Joe Biden?
Barbara Bush.
Correct. What now legal activity can still get you fired in Colorado after a judge's ruling on Thursday?
Marijuana.
Correct.
Marijuana.
Which state is on track to become the 10th to allow gay marriage? In what country did over 250 young garment workers die when their unsafe building built on unstable land collapsed?
Pass.
Which car company had to apologize after running an ad in England showing a man trying to commit suicide?
Volkswagen.
Hyundai.
Hyundai.
All right, the what is about to be the 10th state to allow gay marriage?
Illinois.
Actually, Illinois may be one of the next three, along with Delaware and New Jersey, but Rhode Island is probably going to make it legal next week, completing the six states of New England. And the country where over 250, now close to 300 young garment workers died in a horrible, horrible incident. I mean, the guy who ran these factories is a criminal. That was in the nation of Bangladesh. And by the way, on that Hyundai story, if you haven't seen it, Hyundai says that they didn't buy the ad, they didn't have anything to do with it, that their ad agency put it together. What it is it's a 60-second commercial that's on YouTube of a guy who goes into his garage, gets in the car, looks all depressed, turns on the car, you see the tailpipe. And, you know, he's obviously going to sit there and wait until the fumes overcome him. But then after a little while, he just opens up the garage door in frustration and walks back into the house, because it turns out that the car is a crossover SUV that is produced by, that is powered by hydrogen fuel cells. So the only thing coming out of the tailpipe is water.
Oh.
So he's not dying. Somebody at the ad agency thought that the European ad agency in Europe thought that would be a great ad. Hyundai says, we did not approve this, we did not request it, we did not see it before it was put out there.
Right.
I don't buy that completely, but somebody made a horrible mistake and they've had to apologize for that. Let's see how you did here, Kendrick. You got the one and the two, and oh, that's all. So that's 3 points. You know what that means, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm about to be punished.
You are, and our punishment music today is torn from the headlines, just like your category was. As you may have seen in the last week, somebody sent some poison to the president and to a member of Congress, and originally we thought it was Elvis impersonator Paul Kevin Curtis. Now he's been released, and it's not him. It's another guy who knows him in Tupelo, 41-year-old Everett Dutschke, who apparently is his arch enemy, a Taekwondo instructor. Forget about the Taekwondo. When I hear Elvis impersonator and I got to come up with punishment music, I have to go to the greatest Elvis impersonator in the world. Excuse me for saying this, Steve Davis. This guy is the greatest in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, from Sweden, here he is, Mr. Eilert Pilarn.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody has a better sense of timing than this guy right here.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm meek like a man of a thousand degrees. Friends say night and as well as my mood. I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
Where did he have a heart attack?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right, that's enough, Eilert. By the way, that's him playing the music also. He doesn't even know what his own tempo is on his own music. Kendrick, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a good weekend.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge today. Contestant number three. Hello, Scott.
Hey, good afternoon.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I tell you what, I'm just glad it's Friday. Been a long week.
Yes, it has. All right, here are the categories. April in rock history, the women's room, or showbiz news this week?
Let's go with the women's room.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Scott, let's play the Harris Challenge. What magazine was Gloria Steinem co-founder and editor of when it debuted in 1972?
Pass.
Which W state, a state that starts with W, which was still a territory in 1869, was the first to pass a woman's suffrage law and allow women to serve on a jury?
Wisconsin.
Wyoming. Which amendment to the U.S. Constitution was signed into law in 1920 giving women the right to vote? Was it the 14th, the 19th, or the 23rd?
The 19th.
Correct. Which former First Lady did John Fitzgerald Kennedy appoint as the first head of the President's Commission on the Status of Women in 1961? Former First Lady.
Lady Bird Johnson.
Eleanor Roosevelt. Who wrote the 1963 bestseller The Feminine Mystique, credited with galvanizing the modern women's rights movement?
No clue.
It's at this point where I remind you, you chose the category of your own free will.
Exactly.
That would be Betty Friedan, and Gloria Steinem founded Ms. Magazine. Scott?
Bring it on.
That three on the scoreboard is all yours, and so here once again, singing another Elvis song, Eilert Pilarn.
Well, it's 1 for the morning, 2 for the dawn, 3 to get 3 9 go get go, but don't you step on my blues with you. You can do anything, but I lay no blues with you.
You can what?
You can knock me down, step my face, lay my name all over the place. Do anything you want to do, honey.
This is the worst drunken karaoke I've ever heard.
I'm very sad. Revolution of Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah. Scott, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Have a good one.
Have a good weekend. Bye. All right, let's meet our next contestant. Hello, Mike. How are you today?
All right.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, let's see. I knew you were going to go on that rant, but I'm a little fuzzy on what the questions are going to be.
Okay. That was good. A little psychic thing. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. We have showbiz news this week or April in rock history.
I'll take showbiz news this week.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What were Reese Witherspoon and her husband, as well as Al Michaels, arrested for last weekend?
Oh, is it a DUI?
Yes. Who did People Magazine name the world's most beautiful woman in its new issue?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Correct. Which NFL Hall of Famer is on the cover of Madden NFL 25?
Joe Namath.
Barry Sanders. In what state was A.J. Clemente fired after just one newscast for dropping the F-bomb and the S-bomb on the air?
Oh, I heard that.
You can pass if you want.
I'll pass.
Which TV show made a mistake this week by having a character in 1968 make a reservation at Le Cirque restaurant, which didn't open until 1974? TV series in 1968.
Oh, God.
The show is Mad Men, and Matthew Weiner, the creator, apologized. A.J. Clemente was in Bismarck, North Dakota. And by the way, I thought it was pretty classy when Al Michaels was busted for DUI that he did not ask the cop, don't you know who Reese Witherspoon is?
Yeah.
Mike, you got the one and the two, and, well, you know what? I see a trend forming here. Our third straight contestant with only 3 points. And, yes, I do have a third song by Eilert.
All right.
You nothing but a hand dog, crying all the time. You nothing but a hand dog, crying all the time. Well, you're never called friends, I'm no friend of mine.
Oh, now he's not even trying.
When you said it was headless, well, that was headline. When you said it was headless,
what? Yeah.
Well, that was the headline. Well, you're never called friends, I'm no friend of mine.
Okay. You know what? I've told other people in our Punishment Music category before, print out the lyrics and read off of them. Don't try to remember them. You can never do it. Oh, Mike, right. I'm sorry you didn't
weekend.
Win. You have a good weekend as well. And here's our final contestant. Hello, Kathleen.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I don't even have... Plug, I'm that cheap.
Okay. We have one category left here, Kathleen. You're the only one who can save us from quadruple punishment.
Oh, my God.
Our category is April in Rock History.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock.
All right.
Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right, let's play.
On a plane carrying returning spring breakers to Boston from Miami in 1987, which rocker bought 3 rounds of drinks and sang Crazy Train over the PA system?
I have no idea.
Who made his debut as Van Halen's lead singer on the album 5150, which went to number one in April of 86?
David Lee Roth.
Sammy Hagar. Which rocker who appeared nude in the movie The People vs. Larry Flint turned down Playboy's million-dollar offer for a nude spread in April 1995?
I have no idea. This is going to be a wipeout.
All right, four-pointer. What was the first rock and roll musical on Broadway, opening in April 1969, eventually playing 1,200 or more performances?
Hair?
Correct. Which band came out with an album in April 75 with the songs Jive Talkin' and Nights on Broadway? Take a guess, Kathleen.
Dude. The Boss.
Well, I asked which band. The correct answer is the Bee Gees. About as far away from Bruce Springsteen as you can get. Courtney Love was the one in the People versus Larry Flint. And Ozzy Osbourne is the one who sang Crazy Train. Kathleen?
Four points is all I got.
Yeah, but the good news is you beat three other contestants.
You're kidding.
No, the bad news is you get nothing. Here's what you get for doing so well, Kathleen.
Please don't ask him what my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near a girl I love best, my heart beats square to my debt. She touches my hand.
All right, Kathleen, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks to everybody for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it right after the 5 o'clock news, about 5:15 every Friday afternoon. Here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.